It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064. Or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the Ndalama Insights radio show. Today we'll be discussing the topic, why overcoming rejection is unnecessary for your business, with my regular guest from Insight Partners Africa, Mukonki Mukonkela. Mukonki, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Herbert. I hope you had a wonderful day today.
I did, thank you.
Okay.
So what does rejection mean to a business?
For those of us who've been in business for some time, I think we can identify with rejection. And rejection is simply someone refusing maybe you applied to get a contract at a certain company to provide a service or even a product, and then you are rejected for some reason. So that's one type of rejection. Other types, maybe you are just trying to get an opportunity from an organization, a partnership with an organization, and for some reason they don't want you, they reject you. So when it comes to business, rejection is simply when your product or service is not accepted or received positively by the partners that you want to partner with, by the customers that you want to sell with. So that is what rejection is.
If the reason for the rejection of the business is the business itself, what can help the business improve?
It's an interesting question you ask, to say if the reason for the rejection is the business itself. Most times the reasons for rejecting your product or service are not very clear. Unfortunately, the way we communicate sometimes can be very blurred. Someone may not like the product or service that you're offering, but they would not clearly tell you that I don't like this product that you're offering. If maybe you go and make it like this, or if it's green, maybe bring a red one. It's not normally clear. So some people normally just say no, and you won't really understand why they are refusing. So it's very difficult for you to understand why you are being rejected most times. Sometimes you are lucky, you come across people that would clearly tell you why they've rejected your contract, why they've rejected your product. When you get such feedback, then that's very useful feedback. And for me, I think it's about learning from the feedback that these people are providing to you. Because if you've gotten positive feedback from someone who's rejected your product or your service or your contract, and they've explained exact reasons why, maybe the proposal wasn't done properly, maybe it wasn't clear, maybe it was too basic, then they give you feedback for you to go back and start working on. So if you get such kind of feedback, then it's for you to go back and do your homework and learn from the mistakes that you had made and correct them.
Right. Now, many business people suffer rejection for various reasons, but then some of the business people don't know precisely what the cause of this rejection is. So how can a business person identify the reasons for the rejection of his or her business? Because some people won't tell you. They'll just say, we are unable to do business with you. Thank you very much for coming through.
Yeah. I think everyone owns it to each other to communicate clearly, especially where somebody's been rejected.
They don't owe you an explanation. Why are you forcing them to give you reasons?
If they had invited, if it's a business-to-business relationship and they had invited you to apply for a contract, for example, and then they reject your contract, they did not pick your contract for something, then they owe an explanation to you as to why they rejected that contract. And they need to be very clear. If the proposal was not clear, they need to tell you that, Mkonki, this is what you had left out, this is what we had expected from you, and these are the reasons why your proposal was not picked or was not successful. I think clear communication is essential if we are going to progress or help the entrepreneurs. I've heard so many times on different platforms, people complaining about Zambian products being substandard.
Some Zambian products
being substandard. That is why, or contractors don't do their work properly. That is why we don't engage them. But I think the right way is to provide constructive feedback. So if someone did supply a product that wasn't of the standard that you had required, you need to spell it out to them to say, we had expected you to package your mayo like this. Next time you want to bring mayo into our stores, we need it to look like this. So that when they go back, they can actually work on that rather than just rejecting them and closing the door on them. So for me, it's about being really clear with them or with the people that you're trying to work with. Communicate properly the areas where they're not working on.
With that in mind, so why is it necessary for a business person to overcome rejection?
Every business starts from somewhere, and if you are an entrepreneur, rejection is something you expect. You don't start a business assuming that everyone is going to like what you are doing. So you overcoming rejection is extremely important. One thing you need to understand is oftentimes the doors that close on you are the doors that actually allow another door to open for you. So all I'm trying to say is you need to learn from the rejections. If somebody closed a door on you, don't let that put you down. What you need to do is to go back and analyze areas where you made mistakes. I have always understood rejection to be feedback to say, maybe I need to go back and look at this model. Is this model working for the customers? Is this model working for the market that I'm trying to work with? And this always, I always go back and analyze and say, maybe I need to do things a little bit different.
Mukonki, isn't there a limit to the many times the door can be shut in your face? Say 4 times the door has been slammed in your face.
There's no
limit. There should be something wrong with the business that you're doing.
There's no limit, Herbert. As long as you're alive, you're always going to be rejected in one way or another. I think the key thing is for you to go back and learn from it. You are lucky if you get feedback. If somebody rejects you and they give you feedback, you are lucky, and then it gives you an idea of areas where you need to go and work on. But like I was saying, the rejection could be a sign that your business model is not working, and that also is good feedback for you to go back and work on. But it should not, rejection should not be something that puts you down and makes you wonder why you're doing this business and maybe you should just go back and look for a full-time job. Rejection should be something that actually makes you think to say, maybe I need to work on these areas. And for me, once you are rejected, you always learn and pick yourself. If you can pick yourself up, you're always going to be much more successful afterwards. So that is how you need to handle rejection.
I've heard people that commit suicide after they've been rejected by their partners.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we can equate
which partners
as well.
Are we talking about business partners here?
No. On a personal level.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that people go to the extent where they can go and hang themselves because they were rejected. But at the end of the day, whether it's a relationship or a business, rejection is part of life. Not everybody is going to like what you are doing. Most times, most people don't like what you are doing. But it is up to you how you handle the rejection, to pick yourself and learn from the feedback that you are getting. For me, if you are a business person, the key thing is what you are providing relevant to the market? If they are rejecting it, there could be signs that there's a lot of homework that you need to do. And that is what you need to focus on. One day, somebody is going to identify that what you are doing is making a lot of sense, and that is what is going to move your business forward. So it should not put you down and lead you to go and hang yourself. I don't think it's really necessary.
If the business is not working, you've gotten loans from the banks, put in the businesses, things are not improving, no one is willing to lend you money anymore. Some people are not so strong. They are left with no choice in the end but to take their own life.
No. I think life is too valuable. There should be no reason that should let anyone go and hang themselves, not even a business that does not succeed, and worse still, rejection. No, rejection should not cause you to go and commit suicide.
Let's move on before I'm accused of being the devil's advocate. We'll be right back after this short commercial. Stay tuned.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Dalama Insights.
Welcome back to the show. For those that are just joining us, we are discussing the topic, why overcoming rejection is necessary for your business, with my guest from Inside Partners Africa Limited, Mukonki Mukonkela. Mukonki, how can a business person overcome rejection? I know you've made reference to some of the issues that one needs to do, and I posed the last question just before we went for that break.
I think one thing you need to understand is it's really not... When it comes to rejection in business, it's not a personal attack on you, but it's actually a business issue. So you need to separate yourself from the rejection of your business and not take it too personally. Because as an entrepreneur, like you might have heard, you need to really have a very thick skin if you're going to succeed. And if your skin is not as thick, then unfortunately you're probably in the wrong territory. So you probably need to go and work and, you know, be supervised by somebody. Probably entrepreneurship is not for you. The second thing you need to do really is to remember that running a business is a series of ups and downs and positives and negatives. And as long as you are in this business territory, you are really going to be rejected at times. And at other times, you are going to be received positively. But take that rejection as an opportunity for you to learn. And then finally, you need to be open to criticism. You're not perfect. We are all imperfect, and we are all learning and trying to improve on the products or services that we're offering. So when you do receive constructive feedback, learn from it and improve on whatever response or feedback that your customers or your business partners are giving you. So that's how you should handle rejection, really.
In terms of criticism, I've heard some people say there's a limit in which one can take a criticism, because some of the criticism is not genuine. It's driven, it's propelled by malice.
Yeah.
So how do you tell that this is a genuine criticism and this is a fake criticism, or just malice, as it were?
I think with time you start understanding that this is genuine, this is not genuine. And normally, criticism that is not genuine is too general. It's simply that thing is not nice, and there's no clear steps, or there's no clear hints to say, in this area, this is not correct. Maybe this is how you need to do things. General criticism is actually not useful to anybody. Criticism that's general is criticism that's specific. You've identified areas where this person is making mistakes, and you can clearly point them out. That is positive criticism. And it's positive because someone can walk away with that feedback and act on it or make changes. So where you get positive feedback or criticism, it's simply an indicator to say you need to work on those areas.
Mukonki, any concluding remarks as we come to the end of our program?
I would like to encourage, especially entrepreneurs that are just starting out, that rejection is definitely something you are going to come across, you are going to face. Business is not just full of positives. So when you are faced with criticism, you need to understand that it's feedback that you are getting to say, go back and work on your product. Don't take it personal, and don't let it stop you from making progress.
All right. We've had a wonderful and fruitful discussion. Thank you so much, Mukonki, and our listener out there. For your dear listener who is interested in the Ndalama Insights radio show, join Inside Partners Africa's Facebook group, the Ndalama Insights Radio Network, and do join us on Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 2019, at 0720 hours for another episode themed, Is Your Business Growing Too Slowly? On behalf of my guest, I'm Herbert Mutavi. Goodbye.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Inside Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insidepartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes, and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid in Lusaka.